Life has come to a halt in the Turkish city of Adıyaman since the earthquake struck last week. And nothing symbolizes that more than this clock tower, a landmark of the city. The clock stopped when the quake shook the region. Like many others here, Cabir Dicle has sent his family members to Istanbul because of the devastation.
No natural gas, no electricity, no water, nothing. For food, we rely entirely on the aid distributed in the tent city.
More than 1,000 buildings have collapsed here, and around 10,000 people lost their lives. Those who survived are now struggling. Only 25% of the city has water after pipes were heavily damaged. It will take days, if not weeks, to repair them. 60% of residents are living without electricity. None are getting natural gas. This was the largest stadium in Adıyaman. It has now been turned into a tent city that's home to more than 5,000 people. Turkey's Environment and Urban Planning Minister Murat Kurum told Al Jazeera that the government will provide people with more shelter and promised homes will be quickly rebuilt.
Now some parts of the city are provided with electricity and water. We are repairing the infrastructure of the city now. For natural gas, the process of damage assessment is continuing. Once we fix the pipes, public buildings such as hospitals, schools and buildings that are slightly damaged will be our priority to provide gas. We will rebuild the homes within a year.
Business here has also been disrupted, and most shops have either collapsed or are heavily damaged. This is what is left of Hicri Özdal's shop.
You see, we have lost everything. Whatever we had in the shop is gone. We don't know how we will resume our business again, but at least my family is alive.
According to some reports, the earthquakes have already cost Turkey more than $80 billion in losses, or 10% of its gross domestic product. In Adıyaman, the scale of destruction is immense, and the displacement of survivors is becoming a humanitarian crisis.
Rescuers here are now hearing fewer voices from under the rubble. They are gradually shifting from finding bodies to clearing the debris and providing the essential goods and services to tens of thousands who have survived. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Adıyaman, southern Turkey.